Soul Sister Radio.
Show is hot out here. No, I don't mind though. I'm glad to be free.
Good morning and welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. This is A Heart for Worship and I am Becky Phillips, your host for the show. And I just welcome you today and just want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. This is a special day, just like Mother's Day is special to all the moms. And we should have a really good show in store for us today, some great music. I want to say thank you to our sponsors, Rebecca Lawler Limited, B&B Builders and Remodeling, Spa Gems, and Limar Innovative Creations, and Naturopathic Center for Wellness. We could not do our show without you each week. And again, I am humbled and thankful for your support. I'm going to just open us up in prayer, and then we'll get going. Father, I just thank you for today and your Holy Spirit, and I just welcome him in today to join us and partake in this day, Lord, and that you would just let your Holy Spirit engulf all of us, Lord, that we would just feel his presence, we would know your voice, we would hear your voice, and that we would just treasure today with our families and our friends, Lord, and being with our fathers, that those fathers are our gift from you, good, bad, or indifferent, Lord, and that you have a purpose for them in our lives and that they are to be the head and to lead and guide us as you sent Jesus to lead and guide the church. And I just thank you so much for all that you've done and all that you do. And Lord, I just send a special prayer today for my father-in-law, Leo, who is in the hospital recovering. Thank you so much for the healing that has been brought to him thus far, and that he's out of ICU, Lord, and that he is on his way to it's going to be a long road, Lord, but I know that you are a miraculous God and you can do all things and that you can heal his body inside and out. And I just ask that you give his family encouragement and support and strength as they endure this time. But I thank you for the spiritual leader he's been in my life, Lord, and I just thank you that he's still here and that you have a purpose and a plan, and you're just an amazing God. So we thank you for today, Father, and we lift this day up to you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So today is Father's Day, and we have spent the last few weeks talking about faith and what faith is. And as I picked the songs this week and was reading in the Word, I'm just going to divulge a little bit today. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time there today. But the two scriptures that came to mind and that led me to the songs that I've picked were Luke 8:50 and Luke 9:45. And those scriptures are about two women in the Bible. The first one was the woman that came to Jesus and poured all her perfume and washed Jesus' feet with her tears. And the other one is about the woman who had a bleeding issue for 12 years and just needed to be healed. And what I like about the scripture is, as we've been talking about how, sometimes, we talk about what faith is and what belief is, and it's standing, simply trusting and never doubting that God is who he says he is and can do what he says he can do. And in Luke 8, it's actually Luke 7, it talks about that Jesus said to the sinful woman that she had had sins that, I tell you, there are many sins that have been forgiven, for she has loved much, but he who has forgiven little loves little. And then Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. And then the other scripture talks about how when Jesus was on his way and the crowd almost crushed him, a woman, and this is Luke 9, starting in verse 43, as Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. Who touched me? Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, Master, the people are crowding and pressuring against you. But Jesus said, someone touched me. I know the power has gone out from me. Then the woman, seeing that she could no longer go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet in the presence of all the people. And she told him why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. And then a little further down in scripture, Jesus said again, don't be afraid, just believe, and she will be healed. And he was talking about another woman who was sick. But, he continually talks about our faith and believing. And bear with me, my cat is very needy. And so if you hear her meowing, it's just she does not like to be alone. It talks about how Jesus continually says, your faith will make you well if you just believe. And so that just boils back again to simply trusting and never doubting. And so today on Father's Day, and the scriptures the songs that I'm picking, it's really about how Jesus is our healer and Jesus is our all in all. And that when we really do have faith, it's amazing what can happen when the hurt and the healer collide. And when I say that, it means our faith is tested when we're hurting. And, just for an example, Father's Day is a very tough day for me typically because I've got a very strained relationship with my father. And it took me a lot of years of walking out, becoming a Christian, and understanding that Jesus is my father and he's my all in all and he's all I need. And so as I learn to lean on him and really understand that he's all I need, he releases, that belief releases faith that I can release my own father as an earthly father, and knowing that there's things in his life that maybe has caused us not to have the relationship that I wish that we could have. But I also believe that through, you know, my love for Christ and the fact that he is my all in all and he is my father, that he can be what my earthly father cannot be. And so I encourage everybody today that, you know, whether they have a great relationship with their father or so mediocre relationship with their father, to remember that they have a father in heaven that is their all in all and can be everything to them. And that if you would just let him soak up in you all the hurt, and you release that hurt to him, and you release the earthly father in your life or mother in your life or sister or brother or friend in your life that has caused may be causing pain in your life, when you release that to him, his face will heal you of that, and you'll awaken to it this new, wonderful, beautiful relationship that you can have with your daddy in heaven, and he can meet all your needs. So I hope you enjoy the show. I hope all that made sense. I'm going to keep it short and sweet today, but the first song that we're going to hear today is just an example of how when the storms and circumstances of life come upon you, it's building you and it's building your faith, and you can do all things through God. So this is Bring the Rain by Mercy Me.
I can count a million times people asking me how I can praise you with all that I've gone through. The question just amazes me, can circumstances possibly change who I forever am in you? God Almighty, Lord God.
You are more than enough, and you are all we need. I love that song. I hope you guys enjoyed those songs as much as I do and did. That song just touches me in a place that is so intimate and has so much healing in it, because He is our healer. He is more than enough. And, you know, on this Father's Day, I just really, it is my prayer that you guys enjoy your fathers. And if you are distant from your father, far away, pick up the phone and call and just honor them today. Honor them for who they are and the place that they have in your life, and that it was because of them that your life is brought forward. I have walked a long road of healing in this area, and I can honestly say I wish my father the happiest Father's Day ever, and that I thank him and I honor him for my life and who I am today. So, you know, this show is evolving. This show is growing and changing, and so all the listeners out there, please just bear with us as we grow and flourish. If you have calls, you're welcome to call in. I believe that's something that we need to start looking at, because I want to be able to take calls from those out there that are listening. I just ask for your prayers over the show and prayers over this ministry, that it continues to be a blessing to the listeners, and that you are just blessed when you listen as well. You can catch us in the archives. You can catch us on Facebook. We try to keep everything updated through Facebook. Our Facebook page, we have a couple. There's A Heart for Worship, and then there's Soul Sister Radio. So please like our page, friend us, whatever you have to do, post on our site, tell us that you heard the show. You can go to Blog Talk Radio and get a Blog Talk account. It's free, and then hop online or on your iPhones. I love it. You can listen to it on your smartphones. We have the ability to be soaking God's word wherever we're at, whether it's reading our Bible or listening online. And that's what I love about technology and the greatness of having it at our fingertips. Sometimes it can be a pain, but because you sometimes just need that quietness and that stillness. But that's the great thing. You can take the word with you, and you can be still, and you can get with your Father. That's what we're here for. We're here to reach out to you no matter where you're at, whether you're sitting at home in your PJs, whether you're on the road, whether you're at a barbecue, you're at the ocean, you're at the, you know, wherever. Just tune us in and listen and be filled and be blessed. I thank you so much for listening, and I'm just going to close this out in prayer, and I hope you have an awesome, blessed day today. Lord, thank you for today, and I just pray that you would just be with our listeners, and you would bless them today, and that they would just feel your presence around them wherever they're at today, Lord, and that they would just be filled up and tuned into you for the rest of the week. We love you and praise you, and thank you for all that you do in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hey, sheeple.
This is Jimmy James, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Sunday. Our host, Maria Magdalena, redefined what fellowship is in 2012. So, if you've been hanging out in those dens of iniquity, Jesus is in the house, waiting to reboot your definition of church and uplift your spirit on Soul Sister Sunday.
If you are a father, I want to wish everyone happy Father's Day, and that was especially to my father. And if you come from an Italian family, you know that that song is a rite of passage, right, Rebecca?
Yeah, you really do. Great song. I was giggling here laughing. It was kind of making me happy listening to that. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day to your father today.
Yeah.
He's a special dad. Special.
He is.
Yeah.
Definitely want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And welcome, everybody, to Soul Sister Sunday. And this is Maria DiGiovanni and Magdalena Gomez and Rebecca Lawler on the East Coast. And we are on the West Coast. And we also have listeners that I want to point out today. We have them listening on the island of Crete in Greece. And I just want to send a special congratulations to the country of Greece who just kicked Russia in and won in, right there, we have live radio, in soccer or in football. So we just want to send, because that was a big win for Greece, and we just want to send a big congratulations that they won soccer and football. And I want to welcome everybody in the chat room. And I want to welcome Coretta and Doreen. I see you there. And Becky, you are live with us. So
hey,
thank
Becky.
You so much. Your show was amazing. Yeah, say hello, Rebecca.
Hi there. That was a great show. You know, you really inspire. It's so good to listen to that before we do this show because you really inspire us and really we really feel blessed. So thank you. It's awesome. Great show.
Very
thank
good.
You very much. Nice to hear your voice this
awesome.
Week.
Thank you.
To start, so before we start, we're going to start with morning prayer, and I'm going to have Magdalena do her magic on us and sprinkle her fairy dust in her prayer warrior-ness. But I just want to say welcome to the world, little Rumi, who is our beautiful Tammy, who is one of our board members and our contract person here at Four Beyond the Green, and she had a beautiful baby girl named Rumi, and we have Coretta, and she found out she's having a boy, and we killed it, so yes, we're definitely having a baby boy, so congratulations to Coretta,
a future guardian,
yes, because we're going to talk about that and how every man is a father figure to a little girl's eyes. And then we want to say congratulations to Lynn, our amazing right-hand Lynn, and she is going to have another grandbaby because her daughter Ashley is going to be having a baby. So I'm really excited about all that we're going to pray over. I definitely want to make sure that I also say congratulations to Angela Shelton. If you've never seen the movie Tumbleweeds, it was an Academy Award-winning movie in 1999. And Angela Shelton wrote that movie. It was a story about her and her mother's life. And Angela, God bless her. I know she's listening. And congratulations on getting married and living happily ever after, my friend. And I just want you to know that we are in complete support, and I cannot wait to introduce everything to the women on the round table of who you are and all the tools that you have so graciously given to all of us. And so I'm going to give the microphone over to Magdalena, who's going to open us up in prayer.
Before I do so, I do want to share a scripture, Malachi 4, verses 5 through 6, and it says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers." Therefore, I want to start off in prayer. Dear Lord, Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day. And thank you that we may call you Father for those of us who did not grow up with a father. So today, I wish you a happy Father's Day. Father in heaven, thank you so much for showering me and all of us with your love. Thank you so much for your compassion, your grace, your forgiveness, your everyday hope that you fill our hearts with, Father. I pray that today that your angels minister to those who are hurting, Father, that you rush out those angels who are in need of you, God, as you you protect us from afar. And thank you so much for your blessings. Thank you for our brother who's up in space right now, Joe Acaba. Thank you so much for amazing things like that, God. Thank you so much for our Tim, our brother, who is proudly serving our country, Father. Please keep him protected. Thank you so much for our sponsors. Thank you for Rebecca Lawler and her amazing heart. Thank you so much for Robert with B&B Builders. Thank you so much for your giving and generous heart. Thank you for your protection over us. Thank you so much to Dr. Sten Kerwin. I call him Dr. Stensi. Thank you so much for the healing that he is bringing upon our bodies, our hurting bodies, Father. And I just pray that you bring blessings upon all our sponsors. Thank you so much for Spa Gems, Father. I pray that you will bless that ministry. Thank you so much for Dub. And thank you so much for the amazing things that we will be announcing, Father. But I pray that you bring blessing upon this show, that you soften the hearts who are listening, that they may listen as we do your will, Father, as today we celebrate you and everything that you mean to us and your everlasting hope. And thank you so much for your son, Jesus. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Like I said earlier, it's Happy Father's Day, and what truly is a father? I know that walking the path that I'm walking and in the amongst the women that are around me, we're getting ready to do a Living Royal weekend in October. And the weekend is turning out to be something a little bit more exclusive than I thought. It's definitely going to be a fundraiser instead of a fundraiser, but it's simply because these women are going to come and we're going to be 5 years old. And it's something every man needs to understand, because you never know what kind of woman is standing before you or what may trigger her or not. But just the respect to know that every female looks up to a man with those guardian eyes. They have the opportunity to be that father figure in every child's eyes. And how great is that? And what a huge responsibility. And as we all know, men are human, just like we are. And most men are just running around in big boy clothes or big men's clothes, but they're little boys, and so they've gotten a lot of responsibility right off the bat. So today we're going to talk about different things, and I am telling you, there is no devil in hell that wants us to succeed. And Magdalena didn't say, but Rebecca, I want you to know, and I want the audience to know, that we are being attacked so bad, but that's okay. Bring it on, because we have armored up. Magdalena got in a car accident this week, and her mother-in-law got in a car accident 2 weeks ago, and today and last night, wow, my new grand dog baby, my grand puppy, the love of my new daughter, or my daughter's life, her new baby, ran away from me twice yesterday. And so I'm telling you, and that's a Siberian Husky, and oh, dear God. So it's amazing what God will bring you in and the responsibilities of parenting. So I really want to keep it simple, Rebecca, because a lot of us, Becky, we didn't grow up with, there are some of us out there that didn't grow up with really strong men figures. And that's why our guardian program is so important, especially for us women. So we have amazing strong men. But the first song that I want to play really does fall in line with KISS. Keep it simple, sweetie. What is a father? What is he? And what does it really mean? And a father to me means that there is a love without end. Amen? So we're going to go ahead and play the first song now, which is A Love Without End. Amen.
I got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules, and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us.
that daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates, when suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Truly is a love without end, and God's love is forever. And that's really, really comforting. Do you remember that song, Rebecca?
Yeah, and I love that song. You know, it was, I was thinking about it as I was listening to it, a love without ending, amen. You know, like that's unconditional love, you know, which is how God loves us unconditionally. No matter what we do, no matter what we think, no matter what we say, he's always, you know, really going to be there to love us unconditionally, which is amazing. And as you talked about your dog running away, or as Lauren's dog running away twice yesterday, that brought me to another thing. I once had a really dear friend of mine, Lee Miltier, who I love dearly. She's an author and writer and an amazing, amazingly spiritual woman here in Virginia Beach. But she was once sharing about the unconditional love of an animal and how we can do anything, but they're always there to greet us at the door, you know. So that song was reminding me of that, and God's love for us and his unconditional love for us, which is truly what life is, you know, so much about, feeling that love and knowing that God is there.
Exactly. And it's funny because that song also is very gentle. And I know, and I'm going to address it just a little bit because it is what we do and it is what we're about. But sometimes in lives of women, father, in fact, in 2002 when we all met at an event, and the person who actually won that event was a singer. And she sang a song, I don't know if you remember, Becky, you may remember, I'm not sure if you would remember, Rebecca, it was Tammy's song called He Is Still the Father. And sometimes being, or the word father, can trigger some of us, because sometimes a father figure cannot be so good. And this song was about He Is Still the Father. The definition of a father, no matter what, even if your father it ended up doing things that he shouldn't have done and wasn't there for you, okay, fine. But you need to grasp on to the definition of what a father is. And that song was just so gentle, that the way that I have learned
of a true definition of a father in through God the Father. And so that's why I loved that song, and I had to pick it because I needed to go back to basics to really understand the gentle spirit of God, and that no matter what, he's there forever, with us forever. And so that's why I chose that song.
Oh, that's right.
But the next song is actually for you, Rebecca, on More Than One Phrase, because it's time. One of the greatest things that God gives us is a reflection. And it's so amazing because sometimes you look at that reflection and it's a great reflection. And sometimes you look at that reflection and you go, ooh, not so good. And then sometimes you look at that reflection and it makes you have to realize where you are in life. And the reason why I chose this song was because of this woman that you met and spent time with, Rebecca. I know that she's an amazing soul. And one of the greatest things about her is her foundation of family and her father and her life that she wrote this song for. And the woman that I'm talking about is Reba. Okay.
Yeah.
So the next song we're going to sing or hear, and I'm not sure if you got to hear her sing it live when you were on tour with her, but The Greatest Man I Never Knew. Did you hear her sing that song?
I did not. But I heard her sing a lot of other songs, and boy, can she sing.
No.
And so talented, too.
In spending that time with her, it is God's greatest gift to you, Rebecca. And because sometimes some of us didn't grow up with fathers, right? So one of the things about this song is that it kind of reminds me of a little girl, okay, looking up and wondering the whole time who her father is, not really relating to him. And that's the problem, I think, with a lot of parents, fathers, and their children, and mothers and their children, is that we don't know how to relate to each other. And that's what relationships are all about. And that's one of the problems that the world has with relating to God, because a lot of people have him in this God box. So, The Greatest Man I Never Knew lived just down the hall. How sad that we don't know how to relate with each other. So I want you to sit back and just listen to this song, because The Greatest Man I Never Knew could just be right down the hall. So let's learn to relate.
is one of my favorite songs to listen to that song, because it really makes us aware that we don't know how to relate with each other. And we think that tomorrow is going to come and that it's going to be here, and a lot of us know that it doesn't. And I think it's a big problem. And actually, Becky, if you're with us, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You're the mother of how many children?
I have 5 kids. And yeah, and you know, if you don't mind, yeah, I listened to the words of that song, and it touches me, because like I was saying, I was raised on all this music. I am country to the core, and that's who the essence of my father is, and my grandfather. And my grandfather is my hero, and he passed a few years ago, but he stepped up and was that father in our lives when my dad, his son, couldn't be. And as it's just funny, because as we're going through this lesson in faith and God's, you know, kicking my rear end on faith, and a lot of that comes with forgiveness, I've had to distance myself from my father, because, as you know, you have to learn to love people from a distance if there's things in their life that, as we would say, are toxic and not healthy for us. And for a lot of years, that's what's been between my father and I. He was always my hero. In fact, I posted a picture on Facebook of him and I on a horse when I was like 3 with him. And I thought he hung the moon when I was a little girl. But as life happens and earthly things happen, we distanced each other from each other. And I just was looking at pictures of him last night on Facebook, realizing, you know what, I really need to cross that bridge and build that bridge back up, because you don't know if tomorrow will come, and you don't know how long they'll be here. And it's just really, Father's Day is always real tough, but, you know, I got a great message from him. And so this music is beautiful, and I just thank you for it, because you just don't know how long you have with your parents. So make sure you try your best to build those, you know, bridge those gaps.
Learn how to relate, which brings us to the next song. And it's funny, because the next song triggers the holy hell out of Magdalena, and I didn't know it, because, again, as you all know, and God bless you all for praying for me, because all these songs have been, they're from the Holy Spirit, okay, as you all know, because they came to me at, 3:33 in the morning last night, so, but this next song, it's exactly what you're talking about, Becky, and it's funny, because I love this song, and it triggers Magdalena. And the more I really started to think about it, and because a lot of men really love this song, and I think to myself, now that I listen to it in this perspective that I listen to it, it is their anthem for their cycle of not being a good father. And how sad that I don't think anyone's really looked at it at that perspective. So for the first time, I'm going to play this song, but I really want you to hear it as, men, you love this song, but look at the reflection that you're actually throwing out there by loving this song. Listen to the words, because, wow, do we really want to continue this cycle? Pay attention, men, to what is happening, because, again, when you ladies hear this song and the men out there hear what I'm saying, you're all going to love this song. But why do we love it when all it is talking about repeating a cycle of not being able to relate? And this is why fathers are so important. Fathers, really, a lot more than mothers today, because it's Father's Day and we're paying attention to them. It's important for you men to step up and stop this cycle and let me just play the song. So kick back and listen to The Cat in the Cradle.
Child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew,
wanna be like you.
If the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon, when you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then.
My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on. I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. He said, I'm gonna be like him. Yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man on the moon, when you're coming home, Dad, I don't know. College just the other day, so much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon, when you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. Job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon, when you're coming home, son, I don't know.
Take a deep breath and keep my composure, because I see a cycle. It's a great song. I love that song. You listen to that song and you go, wow, but wow, it's a cycle that these men are reflecting, and it's not funny. And we have little girls that are looking up to these father figures, all these men out there that are truly father figures to every little girl that's looking up to you, even if some of us are in 47-year-old bodies. And wow, it's important for you to understand, and you men to step up and realize that what a responsibility God has given you as men. The responsibility for us as women is we have the babies, and you know what? We've stepped up, man, and we can handle it. We've done it. So truly, step up. And this is what I heard last night at 3 o'clock in the morning is, it's a wonderful song. Do you remember that song, Rebecca?
I do remember that song. Do you want to know the first time I really heard that song? Because it's a fun story, and it's interesting. Was I was taking I had gone to summer camp, and I was like 8 or 9 years old, I think, maybe 10. And my mom sends me to summer camp, and it's with the YMCA. So the YMCA takes a bus across the country. So I leave Florida at like 9, Orlando, Florida, and we travel all the way across to Colorado. And this is an interesting story because I have a story in this. There was a young man on the bus who had gone with a group of his friends, and
he kept playing the song over and over, and he could tell that his dad had, you know, you could see that he was hurt and something had happened. And so, but that was the first time I heard that song. And one of the counselors one night went up to him and said, in a group, because, you know, you share your story and you talk about life and everything like that when you go on these trips. And he had really been hurting because his father had really hurt him. But I think the moral of the story in that is that, you know, I know Magdalena was triggered by this song, and you are, and it is a deep song, and it is a reflection of our life and of, you know, the father figures in our life and how important they are and how important, as it being Father's Day, how much we women look up to the men in our life, you know, uh-huh. and how important they are to us. So I want to say that because, especially to some of us that didn't have, you know, my dad worked from, you know, my parents divorced when I was like a year and a half old, and my dad did the carnival business, so he was gone, and I didn't hardly, you know, was able to really have a relationship with him until later in life. But how important that early relationship is, and how important men need to recognize that they are, and what a difference that they mean in our life as women. You know, it's kind of like the first, you know, thing we really do look up to, like the Reba song, and mm-hmm. like this song, and the importance that they play in our lives is just amazing.
Especially since our perspective is a little bit different than most.
Yeah, ours is a little bit different. Slightly different. Yeah, it's all right, but you know. Yeah.
You know, if I may add to, you know, I think it's a testament to how much our Father in Heaven loves us. You know, way back when I first became a Christian and really started learning to be discipled, you know, God loves us so much that He strategically places people in our lives that we don't even realize why they're there until later on down the road. And I look back at the gentleman that mentored me and discipled me when I first was saved, and his name was Ron Ogle. And like you guys say, men don't realize how much women look up to them and how much they're, you know, looking at them as a reflection. And Ron just was a phenomenal Christian. And he always taught me that being a Christian is an adventure. And it was through his love and God's love through him where he took me. I'll never forget, I was in a hallway at church, and I was my daughter was just tiny, like baby tiny, less than 6 months old, and my son was maybe a year. And he prayed with me in a hallway because I was battling so many anger issues and things from, you know, the wounds of having a distant father. And he finally just prayed with me, and just that God would release me of the pain of the humanism and the earthly things that our fathers get wrapped up into, and that I would really look to Christ as my Father, and that He can fulfill me and be everything that I need to be. And that's what He says even in Isaiah, that He's the husband to the husband and the father to the fatherless. And it was at that moment that I realized, and I can look back now, that He has strategically placed Christian men throughout the journey in my life that have, like you would say, Maria, are guardians, and that have just really come alongside me and filled that gap where my earthly father couldn't, but they filled the gap to show me and reiterate to me how much my heavenly Father loved me and that He was all I needed. So if you ask and receive those people, if you look at those people, probably are around you, and you just sometimes may not even realize it.
I know that God has placed the men who are in my life today strategically in the places that they are, each and every one of them. And I know that there are a couple of them listening, and you know who you are. And I know that some of them know my path and understand the why, and others are just there because it is truly a guardianship. And it's crazy because now that I'm really starting to open myself up to dating, yes, I said it back to Lena, did you hear me?
Yes, say it again. I mean, three times at least.
I'm opening myself up to dating.
Yeah. Amen.
And I'm opening myself up to dating. Rebecca, did you hear me?
Yes. Okay.
You said it three times.
You're calling it forth. Yes.
I'm calling it forth, okay.
Yes.
But I know that God has strategically put these men in my life, and who they are, when they came into my life, and the reasons why they're in my life, because they are truly guardians. This is the reason why the guardian program is really important. We're a very delicate flower, and these men out there want us to, quote-unquote, need them. This is one of the things that I'm trying to grasp and put my arms around, because us women are trying not to be needy to men that seem to need us, and I guess that's that knight in shining armor thing, and it's such a balance, and I forgot where I was going with that, but so let's just go right into the next song. Last night at 2:22 is when I came up with this song that came to me. And if you know, I think it's Luke, about the new wineskins. You ladies know the scripture of new wineskins. I think it's Luke 2:22. And new wineskins, do you guys know that story or that scripture? Rebecca or Becky? Either one? Nope. Are you guys there?
I'm trying to think about it.
That's okay. Okay, so there is, it's 2:22, okay? So it's I think it's okay. Luke 2:22. And it's God talking about you cannot pour new wine into old wineskins. Now, when I mm-hmm. first read the scripture, I didn't know what the heck it was talking about, because what does that mean? What is a wineskin? So I had to do an educational on history. It might be another, anyway, something 2:22. Anyway, the scripture talks about you cannot pour new wine into old wineskins. Back in the old days, in biblical times, they used to carry their wine in what they was like a leather wineskin, okay? And when they poured fresh wine into that wineskin, it held that wine, and it was really, really good. And but once you poured all that wine out of the wineskin, it's leather, okay? So it would dry up, and you really couldn't pour new wine back into the old wineskin because it just didn't work. Now, the moral of this story is all of us are becoming the new creation. We have all sifted through. This is what I'm talking about, men. We need to shift the focus from the cap in the cradle to something new, okay? And so we're trying to pour new wine, and we're going to get new wineskins. And so it's really important to slow down, because everything goes by so fast in a flash. Mark 2:22, thank you. So it's Mark 2:22, and Magdalene is going to read it right now. As soon as you start something, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Bingo. Okay, here we go.
And it says, and no one pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No one pours new wine into new wineskins.
Okay, so we are going to reboot our definition, and we're going to, not just for fathers out there, not just for mothers out there, okay? I don't know who's going on in the background. Pause that for a second. Hold on. But we're going to reboot our thoughts. So I want you to kick back and listen to, you're going to miss this. So slow down, because your kids are graduating. They're moving on. And then when they start moving on, they want to move on quicker. So we also need to be that parent, that father, that mother, but that father figure to tell them, slow down, because you're going to miss this. And let's not repeat the same thing that we've been doing over and over and over again. Let's learn to relate, and because you don't want to miss this.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school, and she kissed her head and said I was just like you. You're gonna miss this, you're gonna want this back, you're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. She knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place, she says it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. Daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down. You're gonna miss this, you're gonna want this back, you're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. My own, one's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look.
Transformation that we've been going, and Rebecca, you and I have been texting throughout this whole song. And it's something we don't want to miss anything, and it's so important that we change this shift, because one of the things that was said to me in 2000 when I asked, what do you do for our children? And I was told, we heal the mothers. Well, we heal the fathers too, and that's what the Guardian program is so important. And that's why I'm so excited that it's growing and we're getting the most amazing men to just step up and just armor up and really stand beside us. Because what I'm learning is, Rebecca, as you know, and Becky and Doreen and Coretta and Magdalena, and you guys know that I am truly, one second, I think that's you, Rebecca, in the background. I put you both on mute. So it's important to, I forgot my train of thought, where I was going, what was I saying?
Oh,
but Rebecca, you and I were talking about the show, it's going, and truly, you all you ladies know that this show is by the grace of God, and this show truly is God's show, and because he is my father, and there is, it is him alone that I can count on, because as you know, this is a Holy Spirit high going on here, because I was not prepared and there was so many things the enemy came against me, and probably because it is Father's Day and he was
We won this test. Amen. So it's just incredible. And we're going to, I'm hearing amen in the chat room too, so this is super good. But I have a feeling you want to share some things. Hold on one second. I can feel you.
Well, I want to share this scripture, 1 Peter 1:3, and it says, "Praise to God for a living hope." And this is what brings joy to my heart. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." So happy Father's Day, Father. In his sweet mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, into an inheritance that can never perish, spoiled, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith are greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. And this is why we are so grateful that we have such an amazing Father that has given us, you know, this living hope, and that we put our faith in you, Father God, in heaven.
It truly has, Rebecca, turned out to be an amazing show. And Leandra, I know you're going to listen to this in the archives, and she sent me that she was praying over all of us, and that, how could it go wrong? It's the Holy Spirit. We're just talking, and we're just sharing our testimonies of believers, and that's what FOR is all about. We're followers offering restorative education. And sometimes you may be the only Jesus someone sees today. And that's why you have to know Romans 12:3, that you're not the head. You're definitely just a piece. And he definitely has total control. And this show is definitely walking, breathing, living testimony of that truth right off the bat. So Romans 12:3, because whenever you think that it's all about you, you need to stop and pay attention. It's not all about you. And the foundation of FOR is Romans 12:3.
For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do cheerfully.
One of the things that I'm learning, Rebecca and Becky and Coretta and Doreen and Leandra and Magdalena, in creating what it is that we're creating together, is that not all of us are called to be everything. And I think fathers out there that are feeling a little bit overwhelmed, trust me, I get it. There are a lot of mothers out there that are single fathers. And you all know who you are, those wonderful mothers in my life, Nepal, Corrine, all of us single mothers out there that had to be fathers too. But you can't do it all. But if you just focus on that which God is telling you to do, and you understand that you are just a piece of this puzzle, you can then be the greatest you can possibly be, and that is the greatest gift that you can give to your child. So, Rebecca, I want you to close us out in prayer, and we will close this show with If Tomorrow Never Comes by Garth Brooks. And the reason why I chose it is because you never know. Again, one of the greatest gifts that Nepal has left with us through Danielle's heart is to learn how to live. She taught her daughter how to live every day until her last day. And you know what? I am so blessed to have Nepal on this team because finally I'm going to learn how to live. And so, Rebecca, it's time. Graduation. Woo, we've made it. We've won the biggest battles. We can do it. Pray. Get us through. We're going to listen to our final song right after you pray for us and close out the show.
Okay, well, first of all, I just want to say happy Father's Day to God today. Thank you so much for all that you do in our lives, Lord, and thank you for the love that you give us, that unconditional love that really changes our lives. And you just, your love for us, Lord, changes us all, and I can't thank you enough for that, for what you've done in my life, for what you've done in Maria's, for Becky's, for Magdalena, just for how you showed us how much that you've loved us and what you've done in each of our lives, Lord. Thank you, Father God, so much for your presence and your mercy and your grace. Lord, I just pray for all those that are here today listening to the show, Lord. If any of them do not know you, Father God, I just want them to know that you died on the, your son died on the cross for their sins. And if they accept you, then they will have everlasting life, Lord. And that is the greatest gift that you've given us as a father, is that that we will have everlasting life if we believe in you, and that one day we will all be together and we will all be as one in your kingdom in heaven. Father God, thank you so much for this day, for all your love. And till we meet you again next Sunday, we just thank you for what you're doing in your precious name. Amen.
I didn't come here to hear me.
What's that?
I didn't come here to hear me.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the light and lay there in the dark. And the thought crosses my mind, I never wake up in the morning. Would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I love? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? And if my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? 'Cause I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I loved them. And now I live with the regret that my true feelings for them never were revealed. So I made a promise to myself to say each day how much she means to me. And avoid that circumstance where there's no second chance to tell her how I feel. Tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? if my time on earth were through. She must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? Hey. So tell that someone that you love just what you're thinking of if tomorrow never comes.